But for instance, this front bit here with these two twin towers, that's an exact replica of Durham Cathedral's towers. So they filmed a little bit at Durham, then they incorporated that into the castle. Around the back, this area here is a replica of the grounds of Alnwick Castle, which is in Northumberland. And that's where in the first film they have their broom flying lesson, and they first sort of, Harry first catches the snitch. So again, they incorporated all the different parts that they filmed actually in real castles into Hogwarts, so that if ever you saw a sweeping shot, you'd still be able to see the places that they'd been. But actually, none of these exist full size. Well, it doesn't exist full size anywhere. It's a little bit shot all across the country. It was a little bit at Gloucester. So there's a courtyard from Gloucester. And then the other parts, like the main courtyard or the Hogwarts Bridge, were sets that they built and incorporated. So there's little bits of real castles, and then the vast majority is just designed by the production designer and his team. But lots of the windows and things and the doors, a lot of the features still come from real buildings. So they just looked at Gothic architecture throughout Britain and Europe, and just sort of chose examples and things that they could incorporate into the castle. But what they didn't want was to then build a model of the castle and you not be able to see those parts in it. So that's why they've incorporated them, just so that it did look like they actually belonged in Hogwarts, when really they don't, because Hogwarts doesn't actually exist, except for this. This is the only physical Hogwarts. For the last film, it was a little bit different. They made a digital model, but they scanned this one in. So in the final film, it's a digital castle, but otherwise in the earlier films, it's always this one that you're looking at.